Where are you going? Dinner. Are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We got to go to the turkey show. The turkey pardoning, that is. The president is pardoning two turkeys. Fun fact, it's sponsored by the turkey lobby, because of course it is. Here's the president.
It's going to be a great Thanksgiving. We're glad to be joined today by the president of the National Turkey Federation, Joel Brandenberger, and its chairman, Kevin Dowdy, who's here with his family and his wife, Jan. Where is Kevin? Jan, thank you very much. Please stand up for what you do. He's also the head of Butterball, chairman of Butterball. That's the biggest there is. Great job, and we appreciate your involvement. Thank you very much. Today, we also come together to honor the beautiful feathered friend, the noble turkey. And that's a beauty. Wow. That's a strong bird. It was George H.W. Bush who first issued an official pardon. In keeping with that tradition, today I will issue a pardon to a pair of very handsome birds, Butter, and his alternate Bread. Bread and Butter were raised in Tar Heel State by farmer Welly Jackson, who's here with us with his wife, Tara, and their lovely family. And I want to thank you very much. Great job. Great job. Thank you very much. Thankfully, Bread and Butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday. It's true. Hundreds of people have. It seems the Democrats are accusing me of being too soft on turkey. But Bread and Butter, I should note that unlike previous witnesses, you and I have actually met. It's very unusual. Very unusual. In any event, I expect this pardon will be a very popular one with the media. After all, turkeys are closely related to vultures.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though. There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
And with that, I yield back the balance of my time.
Thank you, Ranking Member Nunez. I will now recognize myself. Okay, Ms. Williams, Lieutenant Colonel Vitamita Vegeman, thank you both for your testimonies today in this impeachment inquiry into the 45th President of the United States, Donald Jessica Trump. I would now like to read a portion of the July 25th phone call between Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Trump says, "We would like you to do us a favor, though. There's lots of talk about Joe Biden's son. Also, we have reason to believe there was meddling in the 2016 election by some terrible people, very bad people, a woman named Chrissy Teigen and a very hairy man, Alex Baldwin. Terribly, terribly hairy. Whatever you can do. Hang on, I have to make another call real quick. Yes, give me a 10-piece tenders with extra biscuits and two large sides." Well, then he just orders chicken. Did you find this call unusual?
Yes.
Yes.
And is it true, Ambassador Taylor, that you were conflicted about the role of the president's personal lawyer?
I was concerned about Rudy Giuliani's statements
Honey, could you kick it up a notch? We're on television.
And so by the end of June, I had begun to hear references to investigations. Yeah.
Really sell it to me, honey. Give it some pizzazz.
As something that would have to happen prior to the meeting that...
Here, maybe wear this.
...that President Trump had offered to President Zelensky.
You know what? Let me help you out. Devin, give me my note, please.
His phone calls ain't as perfect as the picture that he paints. He's full of so much c**t, he's turning brown. We've read the memorandums and the transcripts and complaints. And let's be real, we all see what went down. His conduct was unethical, we know. But when it comes to influencing foreign government officials by withholding military aid until they agree to investigate his personal opponents to serve his own political agenda, he's a hoe.
Do you take a look at that call? It was perfect. Very innocent call.
He's just a girl who quid pro quo. Blackmail's his favorite response. He'll badger any friend or foe until he gets what he wants. When it comes to foreign policy, he says his correspondence is top shelf.
It was beautiful.
But it's really just a fallacy. He's only interested in himself. He's just a fool who'll gladly throw any old country a bone, long as they bow to his throne. Since he can't win on his own, he'll quit.
And now the impeachment begins.
What you gonna do when Zelensky comes calling? Your numbers are a-falling. What you gonna do? Supposing that you know that he's possibly hiding some dirt on Joe Biden. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when Ambassador Sondland corroborates what we already know? What you going to do when Zelensky called?
Pay for quid pro quo.
Girl.
He's just a braggadocio to any foreign ally.
You take a look at that call, it was perfect.
When Ukraine called, he said hello, just when he should have said,
до побачення.
When he recognized the rivalry, he told them that he wouldn't give a buck. Till they bend it to his bribery, which turns out is impeachable as f***. He throws a fit when whistles blow. He's just a petulant kid. He'll gladly pro quo or quid. He'll say he won't, but he did a quid. A pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
Girl.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
My service is an expression of gratitude.
I'm grateful.
I take great pride for all that this country has given to me and to my family.
I decided I wanted to spend my life serving this nation and gave my family, that gave my family refuge from authoritarian oppression.
I'm an American by choice, having become a citizen in 2002. I was born in the northeast of England, in the same region that George Washington's ancestors came from. Both my region and my family have deep ties to the United States. My father fled the Soviets before ultimately finding refuge in the United States. My mother's family escaped the USSR after the Bolshevik Revolution, and she grew up stateless in Nazi Germany before also eventually making her way to the United States.
When my father was 47 years old, he left behind his entire life and the only home he had ever known to start over in the United States so his three sons could have a better and safer lives.
Years later, I can say with confidence that this country has offered me opportunities I never would have had in England. My personal history gave me both deep gratitude towards the United States and great empathy for others, like the Ukrainian people who want to be free. Everyone immigrated to the United States at some point in their family history. And this is what, for me, really does make America great.
The
additional memory that you have gained over the past few weeks from reading the testimony of others based on their notes and reviewing your own documents, you have remembered a lot more.
Yeah, what triggered my memory was someone's reference to ASAP Rocky.
What's my name?
ASAP Rocky.
What's my name?
ASAP Rocky. Everyone was in the loop.
They know.
Chief of Staff Mulvaney.
They know.
Secretary Perry Giuliani.
They know.
My girl, my ex.
Vice President Pence. Again, everyone's in the loop.
They know.
I emailed Secretary Pompeo.
It's me.
Secretary Pompeo replied.
I saw.
I spoke by phone with President Trump.
The devil.
Was there a quid pro quo?
Yeah.
In mid-August, it became clear to me that Giuliani's efforts to gin up politically motivated investigations were now infecting U.S. engagement with Ukraine, leveraging President Zelensky's desire for a White House meeting.
Following the call with President Trump, the member of my staff asked Ambassador Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine. Ambassador Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden, which Giuliani was pressing for.
I found the July 25th phone call unusual, because in contrast to other presidential calls I had observed, it involved discussion of what appeared to be a domestic political matter.
It was also clear that if Ukraine pursued an investigation into the 2016 elections, the Bidens and Burisma, it would be interpreted as a partisan play.
Did you subsequently learn that the call record had been put in a highly classified system?
I did.
And what reason did Mr. Eisenberg give you for why the call record was put in the highly classified system?
It was a mistake.
You said it was just a mistake?
It was an administrative error.
Right, right. Yeah.
The record of the call where the president committed a crime, we accidentally hid that one away. It was a mistake. Someone dropped it in a box. It wound up in the attic. The ladder's broken.
In hindsight, I now understand that others saw the idea of investigating possible corruption involving the Ukrainian company Burisma as equivalent to investigating former President Vice President Biden.
What did Ambassador Sondland say to tell you that he told Mr. Yermak?
That the Ukrainians would have to have the prosecutor general make a statement with respect to the investigations as a condition of having the aid lifted.
I heard Ambassador Sondland greet the president and explain he was calling from Kyiv. I heard President Trump then clarify that Ambassador Sondland was in Ukraine. Ambassador Sondland replied, yes, he was in Ukraine, and went on to state that President Zelensky, quote, loves your ass. I then heard President Trump ask, so he's going to do the investigation. Ambassador Sondland replied that he's going to do it. Ambassador Sondland agreed that the president did not give an expletive about Ukraine. I asked why not, and Ambassador Sondland stated that the president only cares about big stuff. I noted there was big stuff going on in Ukraine, like a war with Russia. And Ambassador Sondland replied that he meant big stuff that benefits the president, like the Biden investigation that Mr. Giuliani was pushing. I briefed the call in detail to the deputy chief of mission, went away for a week, come back, I refer to the call, and everyone is nodding. Of course that's what's going on. Of course the president is pressing for a Biden investigation before he'll do these things the Ukrainians want. There was nodding agreement. Everyone by that point agreed. It was obvious what the president was pressing for.
I was in a briefing with several people, and I just spoke up and I said, it appears that everything is stalled until this statement gets made, something that words to that effect, and the vice president nodded like, you know, he heard what I said, and that was pretty much it, as I recall. Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky. Mr. Giuliani demanded that Ukraine make a public statement announcing the investigations of the 2016 election DNC server, and Burisma. Mr. Giuliani was expressing the desires of the President of the United States, and we knew these investigations were important to the President. Was there a quid pro quo? As I testified previously, with regard to the requested White House call and the White House meeting, the answer is yes. Everyone was in the loop. President Trump, Vice President Pence, Secretary Perry, Ambassador Volker, Secretary Pompeo, Ambassador Bolton, Chief of Staff Mulvaney, Rudy Giuliani. Everyone was in the loop. It was no secret.
It struck me one yesterday when you put up on the screen Ambassador Sondland's emails. and who was on these emails, and he said, these are the people who need to know that he was absolutely right, because he was being involved in a domestic political errand. And we were being involved in national security foreign policy, and those two things had just diverged. And I did say to him, Ambassador Sondland, Gordon, I think this is all going to blow up, and here we are.
We all understood that these prerequisites for the White House call and the right White House meeting reflected President Trump's desires and requirements at the express direction of the President of the United States. We followed the President's orders.
Ms. Williams, you heard the call with your own ears, right?
Yes, sir.
Not secondhand, not hearsay. You heard the President speak. You heard his voice on the call.
Correct.
And your conclusion was what he said about investigating the Bidens was, your words, unusual and inappropriate, I believe. Am I right?
That was my testimony.
And then later, you too were on the White House call. Am I right? You heard it with your own ears.
Correct.
Not secondhand, not from somebody else, not hearsay, right?
Correct.
You heard the President's voice on the call.
I did.
And you heard him raise that subject again that Ambassador Sondland had raised before about investigating the Bidens, right?
I did.
It became apparent that Mr. Giuliani was having a direct influence on the foreign policy agenda that the three amigos were executing on the ground in Ukraine. My recollection is that Ambassador Sondland stated, quote, "Damn it, Rudy. Every time Rudy gets involved, he goes and Fs everything up."
This weekend, the president's lawyer went on Fox News to say he's not worried his client might expect him to take the fall for Ukraine.
I've seen things written like, he's going to throw me under the bus.
Right.
When they say that, I say, he isn't, but I have insurance.
It's not the first time Rudy Giuliani has said so. He also told The Guardian he has insurance in case Trump turns on him. But Giuliani now says in a tweet he's being sarcastic.
It's rumored they're investigating me for bribery. I like to know who I bribed. I don't bribe people. I've been doing this for 50 years of my life. I've never had a complaint. I think people understand that I have a very, very great passion for corruption.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Everybody!
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Not once was the name Burisma or the Bidens mentioned to me, not by the president, not by Rudy Giuliani, and not by Gordon Sondland.
Mr. Giuliani conveyed to Secretary Perry, Ambassador Volker, and others that President Trump wanted a public statement from President Zelensky committing to investigations of Burisma and the 2016 election.
Ready? You have the cameras rolling? I want nothing. That's what I want from Ukraine. That's what I said. I want nothing.
I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. This is the final word from the press of the U.S. This is the final word from the press of the U.S. I want nothing, 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 I want nothing.
An angry old man shouting into the phone, I want nothing, I want nothing. Here's why he might have been a bit of a cranky pants that day. This phone call happened the same day the whistleblower complaint was delivered to the House Intelligence Committee. You gotta say, that's really suspicious timing. That's like waiting till your parents are pulling into the driveway to text them, please come home, somebody broke into the house, threw a huge party, and hit all the vodka in my stomach.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Everybody!
There's just one thing that you need to know.
Thank you.
I know you probably have a lot of questions for me about this impeachment nonsense. And I'd love to answer every single one of them, believe me, I do. But as you can see from this very loud running helicopter behind me, I'm in a big, big hurry right now, so I don't really have the time. But everything is perfect, okay? Thanks for all your questions. And I really should be heading out right now, okay?
Wait, Mr. President, just a few questions.
Can you comment on Ambassador Sondland's damning testimony about your illegal dealings with Ukraine?
I can't really hear you that good because of this lousy chopper behind me. But it sounds like you said Sondland's testimony completely exonerated me, and I totally agree. I actually wrote down notes from his testimony that proves my innocence, and I used the biggest, fattest, blackest magic marker I could find. I love black magic markers, by the way. I know most people use Sharpies. They smell like licorice. Anyway, like I was saying, I got to go to Michigan right now.
Wait, Mr. President. Exactly which part of Sondland's testimony proves your innocence?
It's right here in my notes of super important conversations on the phone I've had. I'll read one, but then I got to split, okay? This is me and Ambassador Sondland talking. He says to me, "What do you want?" And I answer, "Two large pies, extra cheese, extra sauce." No, wait. That's a different phone call. Oh, here it is. I said to Sondland, "I want nothing, no quid pro quo, bro." See? It's right here in black licorice, case closed, okay? I have to go get on this chopper right now.
Hold on, Mr. President, but that wasn't the only conversation you've had with Ambassador Sondland.
It doesn't matter. I still told him no quid pro quo at least once, so any quid that I get after that, that's on them. So that's how it works, see, okay? It's just like when you meet a girl and you say, if you're a cop, you gotta tell me. Besides, I don't even know this Ambassador Sondland guy. That's fake news.
But he's donated $1 million to your inauguration.
And you appointed him to the EU.
Well, I know him, but I don't know him. I never, like, met him in person. Look, I'd love to explain, but this battery on this chopper is going to die very, very soon. Look, I'm holding everybody up, okay? No. Oh, it's you, Ambassador Sondland.
Mr. Trump, can you at least elaborate on your comments yesterday on Fox and Friends, where you said Adam Schiff was the whistleblower?
No. I never said he was the whistleblower, okay? It's so great to finally meet you for the first time, by the way.
Oh, right. Keep the quid pro quo on the low. Got it.
Yeah. Anyway, I just was leaving right now.
Hang on. I just want to go on the record and say, you guys need to lay off my boy. Everybody loves his ass.
Thank you.
Ukraine, Russia.
That's enough.
They'll do anything for this man. Oh. I know, I ask.
All right. I gotta go. In conclusion, no quid pro quo.
Oh, there definitely was.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Everybody.
There's just one thing that you need to know.
Testimony in the impeachment hearing concluded in the House this week, and now the debate will shift to your house for Thanksgiving. It was reported last night that one of the stars of the hearing, Congressman Devin Nunes, who has resting SpongeBob face, allegedly met in secret last year with a Ukrainian prosecutor to get dirt on the Bidens. So the guy who's supposed to be investigating Trump helped him do the crime. Nunes is so deep in this, he's basically living in a pineapple under the sea. Now, the source of this theory about Nunes is a little unreliable, so I probably shouldn't even have mentioned it on TV. But hey, that never stopped Devin Nunes. Remember when he said this about Democrats?
They got caught trying to obtain nude photos of President Trump from Russian pranksters.
Yeah, I don't think Russia has a lot of pranksters. It's not like when the president of Russia poisons a journalist, he jumps out and yells, "You just got Putin'd." But the big revelation this week was that EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland explicitly tied President Trump, Mike Pompeo, and Mike Pence to the Ukraine scandal. It's especially tough for Pence, whose greatest fear is being tied to something by another man.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Everybody!
There's
just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Was there a quid pro quo? The answer is yes.
The testimony this week has directly tied virtually every senior official in Trump's inner circle to a corrupt quid pro quo, in which the president used hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money appropriated by Congress to solicit a bribe from a foreign country to help him in the 2020 election. That's it.
Our president made it clear to Ukraine, you're not getting the money you need to keep your people alive unless you help me win the election, and that's it. And the idea that he was fighting corruption, Donald Trump, not only doesn't Donald Trump care about corruption in Ukraine, he wanted it. He tried to buy it. Honestly, at this point, the only defense that might work for them is Donald Trump is too stupid to know he committed a crime.
The president of the United States solicited a bribe from a foreign country to interfere in the 2020 election, and everyone knew about it. We have the testimony. We have the evidence. That's it. It's an open and shut case.
This is from the president's Twitter feed. I'm fighting for future presidents in the office of the president. Other than that, I'd actually like people to testify. Don McGahn's respected lawyer has already stated that I did nothing wrong. John Bolton is a patriot and may know that I held back the money from Ukraine because it is considered a corrupt country. And I wanted to know why nearby European countries aren't putting up money also. Likewise, I would love to have Mike Pompeo, Rick Perry, Mick Mulvaney, and many others testify about the phony impeachment hoax. How might that age, Neil Katyal?
The idea that he wants to, like, go and have these people testify, that can happen tomorrow. Bring it on. But this president isn't doing that. He's gagged all those very people in that tweet, Pompeo, Bolton, etc., from going and testifying. And that's why the way you started this program was to talk about the House Judiciary Committee invitation next week for hearings. And the very last line of that order, of that letter that Chairman Nadler wrote, is very significant because it says to the president, if you continue to stonewall, if you continue not to produce witnesses and documents, we reserve the right for appropriate remedies. And what I think that's getting at is what happened in Nixon, because in Nixon, Nicole, Nixon tried to order that same stonewalling, and the Senate said, if you do that, we're going to all order these witnesses here, and we're going to start jailing them. And I read what Chairman Nadler did as that kind of threat. Nixon, of course, backed down famously and allowed people to testify. I sure hope President Trump does this. I hope he follows what's in that tweet, because if he doesn't, he's hiding the truth from the American people.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though. Everybody! There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.